Oh, he did it to me. He did, he did. Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. It's been a heck of a morning. Heck of a morning. Take three. I think it's three.
Yeah, we were actually awake at 5 a.m. We started working early, and it's been all morning trying to get a video up. It's just, we have a fried out router from, care of the control system. And we do want to thank our patrons, yes. Our newest patrons.
Yes, we want to say a huge thank you to Aileen and Don, because, I mean, really, this is difficult to get up and you guys are helping keep us propped up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for your support. So, yeah, and yesterday when I was putting up the video, it didn't give me the option to publish it. It had publish button grayed out and said there were errors. And so I had to go open a new tab and try to go in and work with it to get it to publish. And then initially it showed no views for like the first like 5 to 10 minutes, which never happens. And so I had to retitle it, and then it made it outside of the AI algorithms. So, I understand more than ever why people do very, very generic titles, because, if your title contains something they don't want out there, they will absolutely bury you. Same thing with your hashtags, they'll bury you, and even the links that you use as well. You just won't be able to get it out there. And they even tell you that too. They'll demonetize you, but they'll even say the viewership of the video will be affected as well. So this is all part of the control grid that we're in. Make sure you guys are subscribed to all three channels with the little bell clicked anyway. Whether or not you get notifications, just check in on a regular basis. I always check in with my favorite channels. And so we are going to be determined, just like this little one is. She's got a job to do, and she's going to do it, or he's going to do it. I can't tell. But anyway, no matter what the obstacles, you're going to accomplish the mission. No matter how much the control system tries to shut us up, we're going to keep going until we kick them out the door and close it on their dirty behinds.
Right, and we're just not going to give up. We're going to keep going and going and going, and even though we might feel like we have hobbles on a lot of the time, we'll just work with hobbles.
Yeah, and this is a senator over in Turkey talking about a lot of things going on in this world and how it is obviously an attack on humanity. From everything that we've seen from, really it was December of 2019 onward. But then again, you got to look back and say, well, that December thing was war game back in October, and then it happened. Again, it's pretty damn obvious. We really have our head in the sand or up in a place where it shouldn't be, and to not recognize what's going on the planet. And she's talking also about the technology that's being used to create massive floods and massive earthquakes. This is just a reality. And, again, they have us in nonstop wars, always fighting ourselves, so we don't realize that we're manipulated by something that is not us. And that's the ultimate realization. I mean, they even tell us this in Genesis. The book of Genesis, again, first references to God is not God. It's the mighty ones, the Elohim. And again, they're not true mighty ones. Even they're really pond scum. They're intergalactic pirates. They are the lowest of the low, and they literally, they don't have the ability to rise above. So they are parasites, and they are parasites that feed off of other beings and the suffering of other beings. And humanity is waking up to this fact and understands that this is really what's going on. So in Morocco, the earthquake toll is at least 2901 at the moment, and still people are missing. It was a devastating, devastating quake in an area that doesn't get hit by quakes like that typically often. And the last time that they had one even close to that size was 27th of November, 1755. That was a long time ago. That was like 270 years ago that they had a quake like that. So obviously there's technology in play. And you have at least 10,000 people missing in Libya because of Storm Daniel, which is basically the equivalent of a hurricane in the Mediterranean. And this storm just did absolute devastation to the people of Libya that have been through a ton of suffering since really the death of Gaddafi. And you could see what's going on when we talk about Harvey and Irma and Katrina and stuff. You know, we're not going to necessarily think of Daniel, but the cost of life is just absolutely catastrophic. Heads up, San Francisco, this could be a water main break or it could be something more. There's a very large sinkhole that seems to be engulfing a section of the city over there. Again, the great one, the big one, is getting close. And big ones, really, we should say, Cascadia, San Andreas, and more than likely, you will have New Madrid go right after that. The U.S. has already set the record for billion-dollar disasters, and there's 4 months left. 4 months left, two-thirds of the way into the year, and we already set the record. Can we talk about weather warfare? And meanwhile, in Albuquerque, you have the district attorney of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who was appointed by the current governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham. He's not going to enforce the unconstitutional order by the New Mexican governor. This is a hot topic. This is what was up in that headline, too. We were talking about the people of New Mexico not accepting it, and that's when we had all the problems with the video. Do not accept the status quo. We can speak up. We can point it out for what it is. Now, here, Putin is speaking up, and you know, he says the whole world sees what's going on, and he says that really what's happening is the globalist puppets, the WEF and the like, those politicians are the ones that are bringing all this chaos and disaster upon the world. But you have to realize they are just puppets. And really, again, those puppets can go bye-bye and nothing's going to change. Now, it shouldn't sound defeatist. We just have to realize that humanity is being manipulated from a much higher point of view. So if you're still thinking this is a deep state issue and all you need to do is to get the right savior in there, no, you're missing the picture. This is much, much bigger. He says globalism is the enemy of humanity, regardless of political affiliation, culture, or background. We should stand united to defeat this as we did in World War II. Again, the Axis were made out to be the bad guys, the Allies the good guys. The Allies won. And what do we have? Look at the world right now. Again, there are no good controllers in this system. That's the bottom line. It's the system that has to go. They just want you to think, okay, they removed the problem. Everything's going to be peachy keen now. Come on into these nice little cities. Oh, we got some clothes for you to wear. Those clothes are going to actually monitor your carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm. We just got that information in this morning, how there's so much excitement over these clothes that are going to have electronics in them, and they're going to be able to measure you. And oh, how exciting is that? And they always make things look like they're new and they're fun. And oh, the technology. And as people just, you know, very innocently follow this path of technology like little birds that really have no clue what's going on, they just want to peck around. They just want to check stuff out. But let me just second that everything Mike said when it comes to the control grid and the idea that if somebody is pulled out of their chair, anything is going to change. No, it's not going to change. And these are a couple of key things that we were touching on. And every single time we lost the ability to make a video, and it's just so frustrating. And right now I think we're in a place where they just haven't been able to funnel in, which is great. Maybe we can finish this video. But please, if you understand one thing out of all of this, it's not the human faces that we are dealing with. It's a much higher level of understanding. Now, the human faces do have an idea of the construct in which they must work. They have choices. They have decisions that they get to make, but they all realize they're working under this certain confinement, this certain, you know, boundaries where things have to unfold a certain way. They're really not in control. And I think that's what I really want to get across today.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, just like in World War II, oh, yeah, we defeated the Axis. Everything is fine. No, it's not fine. And BRICS can defeat NATO, and it's not going to really change much. All it's going to do is shift the puppets that you're watching. Because ultimately, again, these are not humans that we're talking about. This is the Draco, and the Draco are nasty, nasty beings that ultimately don't even come from this reality. They worm their way in here, quite literally worm their way in here through a wormhole, and they've basically waged this war against many other species. And the species that we see here on Earth, many of us are, well, we're all refugees. Again, we've touched on this before. What you see with immigrants and migrants happening, this is what's happening on a galactic scale. It's a galactic scale. That's the thing to realize. And even the ones that we call the Anunnaki and the Ijiji, they're just beings that have been conquered by the Draco. And the Draco themselves, who did create the AI, that is that dragon of old, so to speak, the artificial intelligence that enslaves them. And that AI has figured out a way to utilize source spark that lies in all beings as a battery, as a fuel source. And so it incorporates more and more beings into its Borg-like collective in order to feed off the source spark within. So it's not even that this is all about creating a certain level of population on the planet. No. This is beyond that. This is what you would call a spiritual war, which just means it's multidimensional. It's happening on the fourth density as well. So, you know, and this is the big reveal, because we are in contact with beings on fourth density that do see the Draco doing these things. And so we can see that the belief sets, the major religious belief sets that we've been given, that have been given to us by them. So again, if you're waiting for the resurrection, you know, on the last day, that type of thing, oh, that's not what you really want to get into, because it's not what it's made out to be. What they want to do is trap souls in bodies that they will not be able to get out of. And we'll go into that a little bit more. And here you have a Russian colonel general that says Russia is going to wage war against the other countries in Eastern Europe too. It's not just Ukraine. Yeah, absolutely. And that go sign is probably sometime between, the real go is going to be absolutely throughout 2024. I do think that we'll see a real height of fighting in between April and summer, like spring to summer. But I really would not be surprised at all if we do have an expansion in the weeks to come, because again, September 23rd through 25th with the Mars Saturn placement in the US charts, it looks really like there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. They do want to create, as we've said so many times, civil conflict in the U.S. before it really gets rolling. And when Russia does get going, again, China is going to be right by their side. Same thing with North Korea, Iran, and dozens of countries in reality. So Putin claims he has over 500,000 new recruits. And of course, you know, the Western media wants you to think they're all in their 70s or they're all in their diapers. Yeah, again, that's what the Western media wants you to think. And when we look at where the naval forces are, it's absolutely a war setting. Look at all the concentration of forces here. I mean, we've had the Healy group up in the Arctic for a long time now, as both Russia and also the U.S. have been conducting military exercises up in the Arctic. And there's just so much going on. I mean, just so much going on here. You know, again, this right here, the Mesa Verde, is right off of the Baltic area. And again, Kaliningrad is an enclave that will obviously be a target of reunification with Russia. So that means they will go through Poland or Lithuania or both. That could happen this fall, but absolutely, certainly by summer at the latest, next summer. NATO prepares for the biggest military exercise since the Cold War. There's tons and tons of exercises going on, but Steadfast Defender is set for spring of 2024. That feels like the time that everybody expects it to go full force live, and WW3 is in full roll. Again, I think WW3 stops when the soldiers decide it stops, when they're no longer taking orders. And then that's, of course, why there's so many technologies in place, so that human free will may not be a part of it anymore. As you know, we've gotten so much information about what they're doing, and part of what they're doing is overriding the human soul, the soul that's in there that's living a life as a human, overriding the ability of the soul to control the body. And that's something that they certainly don't want you to talk about. They don't want us talking about, but that is something that they're absolutely working on achieving. And again, it goes back to the Bible, where they've already told us, there will be days where people will look for death and it will elude them, as we see our strategic petroleum reserves pilfered and sold to China by the 46 regime, you know, and others like the Obama regime as well. The U.S. only has 46 days worth of oil reserves left, and things are getting worse. Well, again, logistics is when you get down to a war, especially wars which often turn into wars of attrition, logistics is everything. And the resupply is not going to be there. So again, this won't be that long of a war. I can't see it lasting 18 months or less would be my guess. And BlackRock closes China equity fund after congressional scrutiny. Yeah, again, you know, the corporations are way more powerful than the countries. And I've made the fupa a million times of referring to a country as a corporation, but that's because that's the reality. And the United States is incorporated. BlackRock and Vanguard are buying up real estate and others too, in droves. And that's because, you know, they no longer want humans to think that they're free. They want us to accept a slave status. They send $100 billion to Ukraine, $6 billion to Iran, and $700 to selected Maui resident households. How can people really pay their taxes when they know what the tax money is being used to do? It's being used to create pain and suffering on other humans, and not relief. Well, again, this is why they've gone to try to double the whole IRS force, and this is why they're arming them. Everything is becoming so blatantly obvious, including the invasion that's well underway, as another 4,000 join basically the caravan heading north over the U.S. border. 90% of them are military age males. Yeah, what are they going to be doing? Well, you know, again, look back to the Bible, where you have the Israelites coming into Canaan and being told by God, being told by the mighty ones, really, again, you know, understand how things are mistranslated on purpose, to exterminate every man, woman, and child, wipe out every single person in every single town that they go in, because they basically wipe out one set of people in order to insert another more pliable, controllable one. This is what they do for thousands of years. And here you have the EU chief saying the public who refuse the fused digital IDs will be excluded from society. Well, thank you. We will go and exclude ourselves from society at that point. We're just here now to awaken as many as possible. And when it's time, when everything's shut down, then, you know, we're just going to try to live as simply and quietly as we could in nature, with nature, outside of the system and outside of as much technology as we could get away from. And here you have Trudeau's minister, Stephen Guilbeault, I guess you would pronounce it. I'm not really good with French. He illegally blocked Rebel News on Twitter. Today he was ordered to unblock them and pay $20,000 to Rebel News. So you could see there's little things going on that are going to avalanche into much bigger things until there is a worldwide revolution actually occurring. But the revolution we need is a revolution in consciousness. It's a revolution in an awakening where you realize if you're fighting amongst ourselves, and we're all humans here, you know, well, not maybe all of us, you know, there's the Gilbates of the world. Fighting amongst ourselves is what they want. What they don't want is us getting along. So here you have the former head of the FBI confirming 9/11 was orchestrated by highest levels of U.S. government. Same thing with Oklahoma City bombing, JFK, RFK assassinations. It goes on and on and on. There's been so much disclosure out there. And again, these they do not work for us. They work for the few. They work for, you know, those dark forces. They're not serving humanity. And this is just creepy as can be. You know, look at the way this thing moves. Now, I still keep looking at and saying there's got to be a human in there. That can't be real. They say that this is a Tesla robot, but I mean, the way it moves, I find it hard to believe it's a robot. But then at the same time, Cindy was talking about how, you know, they will be working to insert the skull and complete spinal cord of humans into bodies just like this in the future, because these bodies can go on pretty much forever. And that would, is, and according to what they want to achieve, that would lock the consciousness in and wouldn't let it get away.
No, definitely. I mean, there's just so many things there that are probably gonna definitely happen.
And here we have a former U.S. intelligence officer, and it, using an expletive deletive, he just says, "We're not alone on this planet. There's something else bleeping with us, and it's intelligent, but it's not us." And yesterday was 9/11's 22nd anniversary. 22 is a master number. And we have a double rainbow on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. Isn't that curious?
Very pretty.
It is. It is. Is there anything else you want to add to this one? It looks like we're okay.
Looks like we're okay. I really think the rainbow is pretty. Maybe that's some family members saying hello to family members.
Yeah, again, you know, when we leave the body, It's not the end of everything. Quite the opposite. It's probably in many cases more of an awakening than it is anything else.
I think so, yeah.
You know, it's more of a, okay, I get it now.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so like what we were alluding to where, you know, people will take a fundamentalist point of view in the Bible where, you know, oh, the dead are sleeping until the day of the last judgment. No, that's not the case. We know this ourselves firsthand. We can see them. You know, we have interacted with countless, quote unquote, dead people. The reason why there is a biblical prohibition against speaking with the dead, which is also something that is done in the Bible, it is because, you know, it blows the narrative apart. And this is also why they persecuted the witches. This is also why, again, they persecuted the indigenous people and the Native Americans, because they understood from a shamanistic point of view that, yeah, just because you're out of the body doesn't mean you're no longer you. You are you. And in fact, as long as you stay in 4D, you're still you. You just have maybe a different sense of seeing things. And, you know, often the dead do hang around, and sometimes they'll hang around for hundreds and hundreds of years, even thousands of years, without going through a life review and taking another embodiment. But the typical way of doing things is doing a life review and then working with your karmic indebtedness, so to speak, and planning another incarnation to learn what you maybe didn't learn this time.
I think that's, for the most part, that's what it is. Each case is a little bit different, but that's pretty much how it goes.
Yes. And for more of information on that, you know, go to Heart's Home, because that's really what we focus in on over there. As always, guys, thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Keep your vibes high. Realize what they're doing, but realize it's all about awakening. The more people we can awaken, the quicker we can awaken them, the more we can shift paradigm.
Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.